Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Are you freaking kidding me? Was not expecting a giant splash like this to take place, but the 49ers are reportedly signing Mike Evans, the future Hall of Famer, six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver, Mike Evans, who's been with the Tampa Bay Bucks for 12 seasons. We're going to kind of go through a lot of, you know, what he has accomplished. And whenever you're talking Mike Evans, you're talking 1,000-yard seasons. The biggest need, we've said this all offseason. We said this last year. Wide receiver room was a disaster. The worst position group for the 49ers by far. And I argued several times, the worst wide receiver group in the NFL. Maybe a little hyperbolic, but whatever. You had to have an ex-wide receiver. You paid Brandon Ayuk all this money, and he did whatever he did. Screw that guy. But you didn't have an ex-wide receiver on the roster. Juwan Jennings was kind of forced to play out of positions for two seasons. You spent a first-round pick on Ricky Pearsall. It was a Z. You didn't have this downfield vertical threat. Mike Evans is the most ex-wide receiver that has been in the NFL for the past decade. Now, long in the tooth for sure, 30-plus year old, you know, all that kind of stuff. But you go get a true X. Now, the younger, cheaper narrative, this doesn't fit any of those things. It really, really doesn't. But you got a stud. You're adding blue chip on blue chip. We'll get through the contract details as they get leaked out and all that kind of stuff. I haven't seen any of that from a reputable source yet. The rumors were $27 million per year, but after that Alex Pierce deal that came out, which is just bonkers, I would not be shocked. Even the Wandale Robinson deal, super inflated. That wide receiver position is scary as hell. So don't pay for what, you know, you're hoping to be getting. You're paying for what you want. Mike Evans, even though he is long in the tooth, this guy has continued and continued and continued to just be amazing. Now, he only played in 8 games last year. He had the collarbone injury. He's had a lot. But if you look at Mike Evans throughout his career, that dude has been durable. Last year wasn't. 32 years old. So you're paying top dollar, I'm assuming, for a wide receiver that's going to be 33 years old. But hey, you know, I'm freaking pumped. You go from Juwan Jennings, it's no slight on Juwan Jennings, to Mike Evans as an X. Juwan Jennings is a number two, number three wide receiver, big slot. That's, you know, third and Juwan, goal lines. That's what he did. To Mike Evans, who 6'5", 230 pounds. And man, I want to pull up his mock draftable because it's always one of my favorite ones to kind of look at, because he's just such a freak. 95th percentile in height, 97th percentile in weight, 98th percentile in arm length. Those things don't change. Yeah, he's older, and I get it. You know, he went out there and ran a 4.53 40-yard dash. That was a decade ago. The 49ers get a downfield vertical threat that runs the full route tree, can do everything, has done everything throughout his entire career. And shoot, again, you know, probably my favorite stat, in 12 seasons, he has 11 1,000-yard seasons. Now, if you want to be upset, that the Niners didn't get quote-unquote faster and the 49ers didn't get quote-unquote younger, those would be the negatives, but that's not what we're here to do. It's free agency. We're here to have a good time. We're here to celebrate. The 49ers 100% got better today. Now, it was a real quiet start for sure. You didn't really hear a lot, and the 49ers were in the mix for a couple different players. None of that kind of, you know, came to fruition. But, man, you've got the Tampa Bay Bucks that they just tweeted out, when the time comes, we look forward to celebrating Mike's eventual Hall of Fame career. And, you know, they sent out a full goodbye talking about, you know, it's never easy and whatever else. And the finances just didn't work out for the Bucks to retain him. And, you know, I wanted the other Bucks guy. I wanted the tight end, Cade Otton. They paid top dollar for him. But the 49ers get Mike Evans. And the worst rostered position group on the team, dramatically better. Dramatically better. I freaking love it. The recovery, thanks for the super chat. Rice and Moss were really good late into their 30s as well. Hall of Famer, I love it, actually. Do we still get Dobbs, John? What do you think? No, I don't think. Now, you could. There's still room for Romeo Dobbs on this roster. There's no doubt about that. And Dobbs plays all three positions. Mike Evans has only played X his entire career, right? Whatever. And what I mean by the X wide receiver is outside, on the line of scrimmage, you don't have to hide him in the slot or put him off the line or whatever else. He lines up outside and he can stretch the field vertically and run every route. That's what Mike Evans brings. And so, yes, you look at the wide receiver depth chart, you know, you have Mike Evans, you have Ricky Pearsall. After that, void. You cannot count on anything from Jacob Cowing, anything from Watkins. DeMarcus Robinson would be your number three, and that's where he should be, right? He has 1 year left on his deal. He should be the number three. He should play the big slot role and can back up the X and can back up the Z, but that's where you want DeMarcus Robinson. So Mike Evans, Ricky Pearsall, if he ever gets healthy and stays healthy, DeMarcus Robinson, that's not a bad wide receiver group. What a difference a true number one makes. Now, the repercussions that the 49ers signing Mike Evans has on the draft is now you don't have to just go after pure X wide receivers. This, you know, thing is loaded with it. Here we go. Adam Schefter just officially out. Compensation update. The 49ers are giving Mike Evans 3-year, $60.4 million deal. Way cheaper. Now, those are the agent leaked numbers. 3 years, $60.4 million. It comes out to $20 million a year. All right. That way lower than the $27 million that was being floated out there by several of the quote-unquote insiders. But Adam Schefter just tweeted out from the official Adam Schefter account. Y'all always got to make sure that blue check mark, 11 and a half million followers, just, you know, about 11 and a half million more than me. But Mike Evans, 3 years, $60.4 million. Mike Evans, it was put out there that he wanted targets and he wanted a chance to win. The 49ers fit that. The 49ers fit that. And, you know, he's going from Baker Mayfield to Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's never had a guy like this. You know, Brandon Ayuk was a very, very quality X wide receiver, right? The 1,400-yard season, all that kind of stuff. But Brandon Ayuk was 6 foot. Long arms, right? But not near as long arms as Mike Evans, and not 6'5". This is a different target. This changes what you can do offensively. And we saw it in the playoffs. Like, whenever everybody could just key on the run and there is no wide receiver threat out there, the Kyle Shanahan offense ain't going to work. You have to have threats outside. This gives the 49ers a position to not necessarily go best player available early, but you don't have to draft a wide receiver in the first, second round now. Still should probably draft a wide receiver day one or day two. And I'm not saying if the 49ers drafted a wide receiver in round one, that's not a negative at pick 27. You still need help because, again, this is a 33-year-old wide receiver, not your long-term plans. This year, next year, maybe he plays. I mean, shoot, is it possible to have 41-year-old Trent Williams and a 35-year-old, you know, Mike Evans and a 34-year-old George Kittle out there? It's possible. Not saying it's probably likely that that's going to happen. And I think probably some of this is going to be floated. And when the contract details settle, I wouldn't be shocked if this is truly a 2-year deal with some dead, you know, void money at the end of it. The 49ers are notorious for that. And so, yeah, right now it's a 3-year, $60.4 million deal for the 49ers and Mike Evans. But I mean, make no mistake, this is going to have some void years and guaranteed and whatever pushed later down the road. Wouldn't be shocked if this was a 2 year, comes out to about, you know, $28 million per year. I think that's probably going to be what it is. So, yeah, you know, Dobbs, sure, you still need more wide receiver depth, but probably not top end, right? And so whenever you're looking at the wide receiver free agency, you know, window and kind of what's out there, what I would say is you're probably going to do better job back end. You know, you're hoping Cowan, you're hoping Watkins can play a role, but now you're getting down to guys like Kendrick Bourne, guys like Sterling Shepard, guys like Tim Patrick, Nickell Westbrook, right? Tyquan Thornton, these guys on the back end that can supplement Dyami Brown, which you don't really need an X vet guy because now you have the veteran X and Jordan Watkins gets to learn. Jordan Watkins just gets to sit behind and learn and spell Mike Evans. That's huge. That's his role now. And so some of the cheaper, you know, free agency options at the wide receiver position, that's kind of the stuff that you're looking for there. So 49ers side, Mike Evans. You got to absolutely love this if you're a Niners fan. That's going to be excited. You are now adding another Hall of Famer on this roster. Another. What's your stat? Trent Williams, if he stays, that's a whole nother debate. I don't want to focus too much on that one. Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. Fred Warner, Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. George Kittle, potential Hall of Famer. I think he's in with the year Christian McCaffrey had and the publicity and all that stuff. I think he will be a Hall of Famer. That's four. Nick Bosa, not there yet. Kyle Juszczyk, probably maybe way down the line, but I don't think that, you know, we're at that point. But now you add Mike Evans, who's already in. That dude is a Hall of Famer. And you look at just 6-time Pro Bowler. He's already won one Super Bowl. He knows what that is like. 49ers don't have that on their roster, right? A career veteran. Demarcus Robinson won one, but did he win one? I'm not sure if he did with them or not. But anyway, shoot your shot on Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. That's right. Prize Picks is now giving you $50 in lineups when you sign up and play your first $5. Prize Picks makes every dunk, every dime, and every board that much more exciting. So don't miss this chance to get started on America's number one app for sports picks. Now, did you know Prize Picks is available in California? I downloaded the app and I've been playing ever since. I've been picking more on Luka every week and he hasn't let me down. And just so you know, they are available in 50 states. Prize Picks is simple to play. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you cash in. Picks from all your favorite sports as well. Baseball, basketball, hockey, UFC, soccer, college basketball, tennis, golf, esports, and more. And there's a new feature alert. Early payouts. If your player gets off to a hot start, you now have the option to cash in on those winnings before the game even finishes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. March includes International Women's Day. And I just want to take a quick second just to shout out my wife, who is an absolute badass, has helped, one, support my entire career and helped me launch this adventure that is the 49ers Rush podcast, but also helped adopt, foster 2 boys, and now they're doing great, both of them graduating, contributing to the world, and a lot of that has to do with therapy. BetterHelp is awesome. The therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And BetterHelp does the initial matchmaking work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 12 plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recommendations. And they have over 30,000 therapists. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. So your emotional and well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You're talking about somebody that has 1,300 career yards, 866 receptions, and 108 touchdowns. Mike Evans has so much experience, and he's played with the same team, but through several different head coaches, several different quarterbacks. He's played with Tom Brady. He's played with good quarterbacks, bad quarterback, Jameis Winston. I mean, like, he's been through the ringer. Oh, man. I freaking love it. He was offensive rookie of the year. He was third in voting. He's got two all pros, and shoot, you're talking six Pro Bowls in his career. Now, you look at the Hall of Fame monitor score. He is currently 35th. This is Pro Football Reference. They accumulate all the stats and awards and longevity and all that stuff. 35th all time amongst wide receivers with a 77.07 score. Let me scroll down just real quick and find him. There we go. He's already got a higher Pro Football Hall of Fame reference score than Cliff Branch. He's in the Hall of Fame. Biletnikoff, he's in the Hall of Fame. Sterling Sharp, he's in. Lynn Swan, Harold Carmichael, John Stallworth, Bobby Mitchell, Bob Hayes, Tommy McDonald, Devin Hester. Like, he's ahead of all those guys already. I mean, you're talking 35th all-time, and now he's still playing. Still playing. And, you know, he's right behind guys like Andre Reed, Drew Pearson, Calvin Johnson, Art Monk, Charlie Joyner. That's the names that Mike Evans is already in. He just signed a three-year deal. $20 million a year. So can he continue at that pace? That's the question, right? So if you're the negative person, which I know they're out there, and I love you. I get it. My dad was that type of fan. He was just always, always upset, right? And so, like, that's okay. If you want to be negative about this, you're saying you signed an old player coming off an injury-riddled season, and you paid top dollar for it. He's not faster. That would be the negatives. I didn't think Mike Evans was in the cards because I really thought that they would stick with this younger, cheaper, moderately priced, whatever else. But that Brandon Ayuk situation kind of, you know, last offseason they were playing on that. Now you're getting a lot of that money back because you're just going to cut them, I'm assuming. That's huge. Aaron, I appreciate you. To be fair to your dad, Chipper Jones was a bump. Yeah, my dad used to stay. He had season tickets to the Braves. He lived in Atlanta, so we went to all the games, and he hated Chipper Jones with a passion. The Braves would be up like 7 runs, and he'd still be cussing out Chipper Jones in the stands. That Chipper Jones, you're a bum. He would say it. It was his pull streak that he would say 100 times. Is what it is anyway. But yeah, and right here, let's stick with this. Sorry, I didn't mean to neglect the chat. I apologize about that. Just trying to, you know, catch everybody up. And again, the 49ers have signed wide receiver, future Hall of Famer, Mike Evans, to a three-year deal worth $60.4 million. That's what we have in front of us right now. More details will come out. Logan, don't get me wrong, Chapman. I'm not trying to be negative or pessimistic. I just want to pick a lane. If I have to jump into John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's thought process here, the younger, cheaper idea was with Brandon Ayuk already accounted for, right? The idea was he would come back to the fold eventually last season. you had that contract, that money allocated for that X wide receiver position, then that didn't come to fruition. That didn't happen. So now you're getting a lot of that money back, a little over $20 million worth. You're just repurposing that money to the same position, the X wide receiver, proven commodity, not somebody that you're projecting into something. This dude's done it for over a decade. Now he steps into that role, and the same amount of money steps into that role. So, again, this is – maybe I'm way wrong on here, but I think that if you – the 49ers' idea last offseason is somewhat in line with this. If they're saying, man, we had that money locked up for that X wide receiver position, proven commodity, whatever else, you get back that $22.7 million. Now you just shift that $20 million to the same position. And it kind of goes lock and step with – the rumors of the 49ers being one of the opening bidders for Alec Pierce, who went for way more. He went for 30-plus. So, again, I'm not trying to defend them. I'm trying to understand the logic of the younger, cheaper last year and then signing Mike Evans at this point. And that X wide receiver position, it's hard to come by. It's hard to feel. Yeah, we need to address the offensive line. That's not really in the cards. That's not really what they do. That's not really the philosophy. And I get the question marks with what's happening, you know, on, you know, what to do there and the whole Trent Williams things. I get it. But you address your biggest need. The 49ers address the worst position on the roster, Mike Evans. Now you are not in dire straits, and it's not just a one-year deal. My assumption is it's going to be a two-year deal with some dirty stuff on the end of it, some void years, but it's a three-year deal. So you don't even have to have a wide receiver step in next year. You're talking down the line, right? So DeMarcus Robinson signed. This is his last year. Ricky Pearsall has three more years if you use the fifth-year option. I wish the 49ers would just use the fifth-year option on first-round picks, but that's okay. Cowing, we'll see. You know, Jacob Watkins, we'll see. But, man, you've got a decent top three wide receivers now, because now Ricky doesn't have to play up to that one wide receiver role, which he hasn't been capable of doing, and staying healthy. 40-plus snaps in the playoffs with zero catches, that ain't going to cut it as a number one wide receiver. Bad games happen. I understand he wasn't fully healthy. But now he gets to kind of just step back and do his thing. This was the plan for the 49ers and Ricky Pearsall. You had Ayuk. You had Kittle. Well, you elevate players outside of their comfort zone. Things don't always go the way that you want them to. And so now the biggest beneficiary for this, there's two of them. Really, there's three of them. I'm going to go Brock Purdy first, because now your catch radius, I mean, you could be off throwing to Mike Evans, and he's going to make you right. Like, he 6'5", with those freaking arms, dude's a monster. And, shoot, I'll go back to it. How long are his freaking arms? I mean, 35 and an eighth? This dude has longer – he has longer arms than Trent Williams. Dude's a monster, Mike Evans is. His vertical, did he do his vertical? They used to all do. Yeah, 37-inch vertical. You ain't doing that now, a decade later. But 30-plus-inch vertical, 6'5", you're talking 35-inch arm length. Catch radius, still 10 out of 10. Dude's a monster. And right here, Kevin, best receiver in red zone target since T.O. Not wrong. You look at the touchdowns of, you know, Mike Evans' career. Let's see here. Let me scroll back up. Sorry, I've scrolled down too far here. I mean, touchdowns. He had 11 touchdowns in 2024. He had 13 touchdowns, led the NFL in 2023. Two and three, and he only had three touchdowns this year, but the Bucs struggled mightily anytime he was not out there. But double-digit touchdowns once, twice, three, four, five, six times in his career, he's had double-digit touchdowns. You know how many touchdowns Ricky Pearsall had last year? Zero. So, like, you've got to replace that Juwan Jennings factor. And I want to be honest, I think he's going to get paid less than Juwan Jennings. I think Juwan Jennings' contract is going to be more on a per-year basis than what Mike Evans just got. Now, again, there's going to be some funny money, because I understand it's a 3-year deal, $60 million, but I'm not sure that's going to be a straight up 3-year deal. We'll have to see how that, you know, works out and whatever else. But the 49ers got better today. Of that, there is no question. Having Mike Evans on your roster changes the way you can operate as an offense. And back to my like three players that, you know, help the most: Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, and Christian McCaffrey. You cannot stack the box if Mike Evans is out there playing. You cannot stack the box if Mike Evans is out there playing. Now, I don't know what number Mike Evans is going to be. He's always played 13, obviously. I doubt Brock Purdy's going to give his number up. But that's huge. That's huge. Shout out, you know, just on the Twitter sphere, and a couple people whose opinion I very, very much respect. Rob Lauder, the Striking Gold podcast. Everybody go check out his show, audio only. He says, "Wow, Mike Evans to the Niners. I'm pleasantly surprised. Over 100 career touchdowns just walked into Kyle Shanahan's offense. He and Brock Purdy will hit it off instantly. Evans will be 33 next season, but his skill set's one of one. No chance the 49ers are done adding to that group. This does not solidify the wide receiver room. It doesn't. You still need more. Still need more. And that's even if Jacob Cowing or Jordan Watkins hits. I think you could definitely use more veteran depth in that room. We'll have to see how that shakes out, but no more of those high priced, you know, kind of whatever. That's not what you're going to be adding. Not there, but man, incredible. George Kittle just tweeted out number 13. Love it. Love seeing that. George Kittle said, "Let's go, Mike Evans. Welcome to the Bay." Let's see what that looks like. That's going to be huge. I can't wait to see him come out, you know, and have that, see what he looks like in the 49ers uniform. I mean, dude's a monster. He's one of the first guys off the bus. You know, we used to do this whenever I coached down in Texas. Like, all right, we're putting our big hog mollies, athletic specimens, you're first off the butt. Like, Mike Evans is going to be a captain. The dude's been a captain pretty much his entire career. You're adding leadership experience, Super Bowl winning experience to the locker room. I think that's huge. Trey, what's up, Trey? My man. It's good to see you and your son in the picture. He says, "Where do you rank the wide receiver room now?" Man, not bad. Definitely closer to average. The assumption of if Ricky Pearsall is healthy, if you tell me Mike Evans and Ricky Pearsall both play 13 games next year, I'm going to put us in the top half, probably kind of that 12 to 16 range. Not knowing with those variables of injuries, again, you know, you look at Mike Evans played 8 games last year. Ricky Pearsall has missed almost a full season in two, you know, out of two seasons. A gunshot definitely plays into that. Not saying it doesn't, but I'm going to say probably that 15 to 18 range is where that wide receiver room is. But a lot of that has to do with no depth behind your top three. If we're just talking top three wide receivers, I think you're kind of in that 10 to 14 range, 32 teams in the NFL, 16, 17's average. You're a little bit up with that with Mike Evans, Ricky Pearsall, and DeMarcus Robinson. Not a bad top three. I have no clue. I understand the depth chart with the, you know, the young bucks behind them, completely unproven. Completely unproven. So you got to bolster that. You do not have depth. You got your three starters. I don't expect that to change at all. Even if the 49ers spin a first-round pick on a wide receiver, not sure they would start. Kind of, you know, be in that initial three-man roster going out there, allow them to work in, allow that. That's the Shanahan way, right? It's not new, but right off the top, you know, taking the entire wide receiver room, backups, everything, youth, experience, all that. 49ers that now have an average wide receiver group that is starter top heavy. It's the way the 49ers have been for, shoot, I don't know, 5 straight years now. Can you develop some depth behind? Can you pay for some depth behind? Can you find a way to get more of that? That's kind of the question that you want to see there, right? And so that's kind of where that is. So let's see here. Going through some more of these super chats. Yeah, right here. Big W. Is this the big move or can we expect more? I don't expect more. Not saying there's not going to be more signings. I think the 49ers have to sign more. You don't have, you could use defensive line help. You got to get a linebacker. You could use a corner. You could use a veteran safety. You got to get a left guard. Could use some tight end help. Could use some veteran, like, running back help. Yes, I do think there will be more signings, but I do think that this will be the largest of those signings. And that's kind of the way free agency works. It works top down. You get your blockbuster deals in the right up front, and then everything kind of starts to shake out, right? The wide receiver room has been established across the NFL with these major wide receivers, you know, Alec Pierce. You got the trade of Michael Pittman, him getting paid, Wandell Robinson. You've got a lot of those. And then, shoot, right underneath that, you've got Mike Evans, who would be the top guy, but he's 30-plus years old. So I don't expect another $20 million-plus per year signing. I don't think that's in the cards. I don't think that that's there. That's just me. Maybe I could be wrong. Could be wrong. You trade Trent Williams, get somebody to take some of that money, then quite possible. Very quite possible. But I don't think they're trading Trent Williams. If they do, I would prefer trading than releasing, obviously. I think everybody would, you know, prefer that. But kind of figure that out the way that you want to figure that out. Right here, 99 Lee Ray. Appreciate the super chat. Oh, man. I was always a fan of Mike Evans. I'm pumped he's a Niner. Bang, bang. I'm a Longhorn. And I saw this dude freaking, I mean, he's a stud. I hate A&M more than anybody. He helped make Johnny Manziel what he was, and what he did at A&M was incredible. Gets drafted, you know, I think 7th overall. Is that where he went? Yeah, he went 7th overall back in 2014. Dude, that was a draft. And again, just to put a focus on how old we drafted Jimmy Ward in the first round, picked 30 overall that year. Jimmy Ward. Other players that went in that 2014 draft, Jadavian Clowney, Blake Bortles, Sammy Watkins, Khalil Mack still playing, Jake Matthews still playing, Mike Evans still playing. I mean, goodness. Taylor Lewan, Odell Beckham Jr., Aaron Donald. Like, most of these guys have hung up the cleats. Brandon Cooks, he's still around. Yeah, that's... Who all did the 49ers get that? This is going to piss me off, and I probably shouldn't do this. That's the Carlos Hyde draft, Brandon Thomas. Chris Borland has been retired for a decade. Got drafted that year. Marcus Martin, that's the last center. The 49ers haven't drafted a center since Mike Evans. That's how long it has been. Dante Johnson, the Barnacle, Bruce Ellington. Y'all remember him? Oh, man, the names. The General. Keith Reeser, Aaron Lynch. Kenneth Acker, Trey Millard. Man, we've gone through three or four fullbacks since then, and Caleb Ramsey. Wow. That just blast from the past, but it puts into perspective, you know, how much experience matters, what this gentleman has accomplished. He leads of the entire 2014 draft class. He's most in receiving yards. He's about 400 yards ahead of Davante Adams. They were in that same one. He's 9 touchdowns behind Davante Adams. So that's there. And golly, I mean, this guy has just played so much freaking football. He's almost doubled up Odell Beckham Jr.'s yardage from that draft class, which is just, dude's a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about that. And I love watching him play. Hopefully we get to play Marshawn Lattimore at some point. Those two, we get to see the battle, right? I would really, really like that. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of Mike. I love people that play with passion, and I love people that are football players, regardless of their position. Mike Evans is a damn football player. Dude can play basketball. He can play whatever. He will body slam people, and I can't wait. So over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com, as soon as I'm done with the show, we're not done yet, I'm going to download some game tape, and we're going to go back through, and I'm going to break down tape of this recent year of Mike Evans. We'll probably do a game of 2024 as well, but we're going to be breaking down game tape so you can know exactly what him and his current status brings to the 49ers. I'm pumped about that. 49ers got better. 49ers signed wide receiver, future Hall of Famer Mike Evans, 3-year deal, $60.4 million. $1,000. Vicky, what's up, sis? So glad to see you. Why do you feel we are so bad at free agency? Mike Evans is a great presence for the children wide receiver we have, but will that matter if we lose Trent? A lot there. I think the 49ers have struggled in free agency throughout much of the tenure of, you know, the Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch kind of regime. No doubt about that. Some major, major misses. That Hargrave thing, that set them back. But, like, you can go back to the first offseason and you can talk about, you know, Kyle Juszczyk, that was awesome, and, you know, whatever else. But you remember the Malcolm Smith signing? That dude never even played. There were a lot of major, major misses and projections. And it's almost like the 49ers are just to the point where it's like, look, we don't want to project in free agency. If we're going to spend, we want what we know we're going to get. But it's a problem whenever you have so many highest paid players at their position groups. Trent, Brock, Christian McCaffrey, Kittle, Warner, Diamador Lenore, Nick Bosa. That's a lot. That's seven. Now you're adding Mike Evans. Like, that's a lot of top end played players. So you can't really add these high price items often. You've got to be smart. If you don't take your medicine last year with the younger and cheaper, you kind of miss out on adding somebody like a Mike Evans when they come available at such a glaring weakness. But if you lose Trent, yeah, it's going to change some things. There's no doubt about it. Trent is one of one. He's 6 years older, 6 years older than Mike Evans, which is magnificent and impressive in and of itself. The only thing I don't want to happen is to just release Trent. Like I've said this a few times on the show in the past month. You have him locked up under contract for one more year. Yeah, there's no more guaranteed money. And if he's really, really upset, dude, you can retire. We're not going to cut you, take all that dead money, then you go sign for a contender just because we haven't really done, like, he hasn't done the 49ers really a solid. He's the highest paid position at his player. He held out to the last day or whatever. Like, I love Trent, but I'm not in the camp of I'm going to do you a solid, you know, as a brother-in-law type or whatever, and then you just go do what's best. That's not me. And if I'm the 49ers, sorry, Trent, we got you under contract for one more year. We'll give you a competitive bump or whatever else, but if not, we got to trade you. And if nobody's going to pay our price, man, I don't know what to tell you. We could add some incentives onto it, but if you got to retire, sorry, man. We're not cutting you to go sign with the Chiefs or whoever else, you know, you want to go play for just because we're friends. It's a business. And we paid you top of the market money time after time after time after time. This is the third time he's held out or kind of had this type of drama around a contract. I ain't doing that. But yeah, you lose Trent. That's a huge loss. He was an all-pro player last year. But yeah, hopefully you get it figured out. Right here, silent. Evans can answer Purdy's prayer balls. Love it. Yeah, every quarterback has them. It's not just a Brock Purdy thing, but they do happen. They really, really do happen. And all I know is if I'm Brock Purdy, I would be so excited about having Mike Evans. He's never had a target like this. Not in the NFL, anyway. Richard Sherman just tweeted out, wonder what number he'll wear. Yeah, we've been talking about that one and kind of what that's going to look like. Brock Purdy wore 15 at Iowa State. Matt Barrow says that might be available now. You don't change. Don't change. You can't do that. You don't change. You stay with it. I don't want Brock Purdy's going to be around for longer than, you know, what Mike Evans is going to be with the Niners. So I don't know. There's going to be some conversations around for sure. Arden Key just got signed to the Colts for 2 years. Tremaine Edmonds just got signed. Like, they're going. The Titans just signed Jonathan Franklin Myers, $20 million plus. I said that's about what he would go for on yesterday's show. Like, nope, that's just not it. Like, that is so close. Somebody that's only getting 7 sacks a year, that's close to the Hargrave sign. So, like, if you were only going to do, you know, $2 million or $20 million for a player, I would prefer Mike Evans over, you know, Jonathan Franklin. And I like Jonathan Franklin Myers for sure. but there we go. Oh, here we go. Adam Schefter just now said that it isn't a true 3-year deal, really a shorter term deal, but going to be called a 3-year deal for cap purposes. There we go. That just came out a few minutes ago. Nick Wagner put that out, quoting Adam Schefter. So that's exactly correct. Matt Harmon, who charts all of the wide receivers, just put this out. Some highlights on Mike Evans' 2025 year. This is last season, even though he only played 8 games. 71.3% success rate versus man coverage. 76.8% success rate versus press coverage. That's 82nd percentile. That X wide receiver, that is huge. That is huge. That is huge. I love it. Kittle, to the Tampa fans mad at me, relax. Not a shot at y'all. Sheesh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I want them all to get angry. I really, really do. Just because it's sports. This is what we do, right? I love this, man. I'm super excited. Just the 49ers offense is now going to be so much more functional. You have an X that is a definition deep threat that helps your quarterback, is friendly, run blocks, does every single thing that you need to do. I want to pull up, you know, I'm not the biggest PFF guy, but the one thing that I will say they are pretty good at is kind of charting skill positions and, you know, you can kind of go by their fantasy football stuff, which is decent, whatever else. But you look at just, here we go. Let me pull up his receiving numbers. There we go. Over his career, the drop rate is really, really good. He had 4 drops last year, 4 drops the year before. Now, that drop rate did spike last year, 11%. That is very, very high, but it was such a small sample size. But the contested catches, that is what he's averaged, 55% contested catch rate throughout his career. Last year had 48%, the year before 63%. Whenever you have guys that can win in a myriad of ways, and the wide receiver position is difficult, right? We all know Anquan Boldin, very similar career trajectory, different type of player. But how you win matters when you get older. Do you win with speed? Because if you just win with speed, Father Time's undefeated. Mike Evans wins with size. That doesn't change. And just aggression. Like, that dude, if 2 people have a chance at the ball, Mike Evans is going to win that 60% of the time. And so, like, does that change with time? It hasn't yet. The numbers haven't gone down. So the way in which he wins, like, that doesn't change. Yes, speed's important as an X, but the size creates the vertical threat by itself and the way he tracks the ball and all those things. So whenever you get these wide receivers that are this long in the tooth, and he missed some time with a broken collarbone, you can still run, you can still be in shape and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm pretty freaking excited about this addition. Right here, Type. Appreciate you, man. He says, John, I'm excited for Evans. I think Pearson can learn a lot from it. 100%. That's a Hall of Famer, dude. That is a Hall of Famer. Oh, man, I love it. I ain't showing that X shape, but I appreciate you, man. I love it. I love it. Evans has more touchdowns in 1.5 years than all of our wide receivers combined. Yeah, that's maybe even just in 1 year. No, DeMarcus Robinson's got a lot of career numbers. I want to see kind of, you know, how that's all going to shake out, and we'll see what that looks like, but it's huge. Right here, Diana Rossini just said the Bengals, 49ers, and Colts were interested in Jonathan Franklin Myers, but the Titans ended up landing him. That's where that goes. That's where that goes. So you look at just, man, the amount of movement that's taking place. We're just 2 hours in. 2 hours, no, we're 3 hours in now. I was working on draft stuff as it just constantly refreshing. But that's where it is. I freaking love it. The 49ers got better. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to download some tape. Go to the 49ersrush.com. Go to our Patreon channel. It's 49ers Rush, you know, / Patreon. That's down there in the link in the description of this video. I'm downloading that tape. I'm going to put up some game tape analysis, me breaking down Mike Evans this recent year, so you can kind of see where he is at now. Highlights are always fun. Game tape tells you everything you need to know. And on top of that, we have our draft spreadsheet that is out, our post-combine draft sheet, so you can look at every single. We have 400-plus players. Shout out to Ben. And you can filter that by vertical, amount of snaps. You want to look at defensive tackles that have versatility and play an A-gap, B-gap, over the tackle. We have those snap rates, run game, pass rush, havoc rate, you name it. 400-plus players, fully sortable. That is up as soon as you sign up. And we have a 7-day free trial. So go sign up. That's how I pay the bills for the family, put food on the table. So go sign up. Try a 7-day free trial. Watch some Mike Evans game tape. What? What? And if you like it, stick around. But if not, you can cancel within 7 days. Won't cost you anything. Won't cost you anything. Breaking 80. Thanks for the super chat. John, love the signing. Finally, a stud red zone target. Who would you sign next? Hendrickson, Vera Tucker, Bosa. I'm going to go back to yesterday's show where I did a bunch of rush crush players that I thought were value signings. And man, I want Boye Mafe would be the guy I would go after. But with the fact that the 49ers are kind of going after defensive tackle guys, let's pull up the defensive tackle kind of room and refresh that on what's available. Interior defensive lineman, there's probably not that many there. Shoot, man. Calais Campbell, Onyemata got signed. Logan Hall would be the guy. I think he's still available out there. That was my guy that I said yesterday. That would be huge. Gosh, there's not a lot. Tim Settle, Logan Hall, those would be the guys that I would really, really like from a defensive tackle position. Those would be the ones that I would really, really like. If I had to do it, I would sign a lot more because I want veteran depth. I want a lot of veteran depth. I think that's probably the best way to build in today's NFL, but we'll see. Cordell Float just got signed to the Titans. He was one of my guys that I really, really like. He got paid. Congrats to him and his family. It's life-changing money. And if you want to enjoy free agency a little bit more, man, celebrate when these dudes get paid. Even if they're not with your team, be pissed if it's somebody that you wanted the Niners to sign. But think about all of these players. Every time you see a name come across the timeline, that's generational wealth for family members. That's generational. Affects the current family, affects the parents, affects the kids. Hopefully in a positive light, not always. But man, enjoy, celebrate other people's success. That is a big deal. It's just a wonderful way to live life. Being pissed off and mad that other people are getting money, that's not the way to do it. But the 49ers got better, and I could not be more excited because now I get to break down some Mike Evans tape for the 49ers in the red and gold. Ah, man, I freaking love it. And I guarantee you all the 49ers are pumped as hell seeing this. Mike Evans, welcome to the Faithful, man. Cannot wait to see you in person. That's going to do it for us. If there's another signing, I'll go live. For sure today, but if I'm not, you know, right on top of it, it's because I'm breaking down Mike Evans tape, having the time of my life. So go join us, the40hoursrush.com, and our Patreon channel. We'll get that up. But until next time, this is awesome. Stay strong, faithful. Peace out.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.